Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human. This is episode 27. My name is Emily Chadbourne and today we are talking all things jealousy. Now, today's episode was recorded live in my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life. If you would like to go ahead and join that group, the link will be in the show notes. And thank you very much for listening. So today we are going to be talking about jealousy. And the reason that I want to talk about this is that one of the amazing members of my That Crazy Thing Called Life community, which is my free Facebook group, sent me a message, and I am going to read it out and then unpack it because I think a lot of people are probably experiencing this. I know I used to experience huge amounts of jealousy in my own life, and the problem with jealousy is kind of twofold. Number one, it sucks to feel. It's not a nice emotion to have, and especially if we are struggling a little bit with our self-worth and we are like clunking through life and not feeling like we're good enough and suffering from imposter syndrome and seeing that manifest in our results through scarcity and lack and shitty relationships and not enough money in our bank account, like actually the feeling of, I'm jealous of that person, which makes me not like myself even more. And so we kind of put ourselves in this feedback loop. We end up in this kind of like spiral of, I'm feeling a way that makes me not like myself. And the not liking myself is manifesting in the results that is making me feel jealous. And so we're in that kind of like loop. So I'm going to read out the question that came in. It's obviously completely anonymous. I'm going to read out the question and then I'm going to unpack it. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a framework about how I moved myself into a vibrational frequency that saw me manifest different results that meant that I no longer feel jealous of other people. And I'm also going to give you a little case study of a client of mine who's gone through exactly the same framework and how that has changed her life, not just in the way that she feels about herself, but also the way that she can now manifest even more abundance in her life because she managed to follow this process I'm going to share with you now around shifting out of that jealous mindset. So the original question came in and it was this. I was driving to work listening to one of your podcasts, episode 22, I think, or thereabouts, about jealousy and about sometimes how it can drive you. So I'm just going to interject there. The podcast episode that she's talking about was not about jealousy. It was about comparison. So jealousy doesn't drive me. Jealousy makes me feel like shit about myself. Jealousy makes me feel in scarcity and lack, and it affects my vibrational frequency, which then sees me manifest more of the same, more jealousy, more lack, more not good enough. And the episode that she's talking about was about comparison. Every now and then, when I look at another coach or one of my friends or somebody in my community, and I see them doing stuff that I'm choosing not to do and getting a result that I want for myself, that can sometimes be a really great fucking kick up the ass for me. Sometimes that is enough for me to be like, all right, I actually know what I need to be doing in order to manifest the result that I say that I want for myself, and I'm not doing it, and that person is. And that person is getting the result that I want that I don't have. Therefore, how about I put my big fucking girl pants on and take the action? And I see comparison as a way, resourcefully, it can be really unresourceful because it can make you feel shit about yourself. It can make you feel unworthy. It can make you feel, insert all of the negative parts of comparison here. But every emotion, every thought, every experience has a shadow side and a light side. And the light side of comparison, the positive
side of comparison is that sometimes it's enough for me to be like, well, actually, if that person can do it, I can fucking do it. Maybe I just need to get off my fucking lazy ass and stop procrastinating, stop giving myself all of these excuses so that I can stay the same, because same in my ego mind is safe. And I need to push past that and tell myself, no, look, this person's doing it and they're getting this result. So get off your fucking ass, Emily. Stop fucking excusing your lack of action and make some shit happen. So that, I just wanted to clear that up. Massive difference between healthy comparison and jealousy. And if you want to know, if you want to hear that episode, I'll pop it in the show notes. Okay, on with the question. I've done your short courses, which are available for you in That Crazy Thing Called Life. So go ahead and join That Crazy Thing Called Life, the Facebook group. You'll be able to either jump on to one of my live free courses, which I run. There's another one coming up at the end of January. Or you'll be able to do a 2-week course for $47, which will give you all sorts of amazing content. So I've done your short courses and I've also done your Life of Your Dreams course earlier this year. So Life of Your Dreams is a short course that I used to run that is now called Unashamedly Human. So same kind of course, but just different name. It's a 3-month course and there's heaps of information I can tell you about that. I'll link some stuff in the show notes. So, oh my God, it's going to take about 7 hours by the time we get to the end of the question. So buckle up, people. Blimey. God. I've done your short courses and also did the Life of Your Dreams course, Unashamedly Human, earlier this year, and they've helped me so much. Literally life-saving, as I was in a really bad space. But I'm really having trouble with the jealousy part of myself. I've done everything I can in terms of setting myself up and my family to be more comfortable, both financially and with time, in that I've consolidated debts, changed jobs with a slight financial gain, and I've also gained back some time in the job change. I'm so very grateful for everything that life has taught me and continues to teach me, and the path I'm on feels right, and my plan is in action. I believe that I'm making friends with money, and we're getting there. The part of me that I still do not like is that I struggle to be genuinely happy for friends or acquaintances who are doing well. I almost feel bitter that they are doing so well, and I have blah, blah, blah. I almost feel bitter that they are doing so well and have lovely holidays and all the family time, and I have to stop my mind from wishing bad things, which is absolutely terrible and mean, because why shouldn't other people be happy? So I guess it's that I'm struggling to be happy for other people. So there's a lot to unpack here. Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. Oh, my internal jukebox going crazy. All right, so I'm going to start with this. I have done everything I can in terms of setting myself and my family up to be more comfortable, both financially and with time, in that I've consolidated debts and changed jobs with a slight financial gain. So I'm going to challenge that. I'm going to challenge, have you done everything that you could possibly do in your power to create complete and total and utter abundance for yourself and your family? Because the language that you are using is, consolidating debts. You've got 4 more years until you're debt-free, which is an extra bit of information that was in that message. And you've got a slight financial gain in your new job. Now, I'm not saying leave your job and go and do something like completely ridiculous and like change your entire life. But, and this is what I teach my next level results clients, while you are living in your current circumstances and allowing your current circumstances to dictate what you can and cannot manifest, you will never manifest more. You might have a slight financial gain, but while you are sitting in the paradigm of where you currently are and you are not giving yourself the gift of stepping outside of your current circumstances and saying, if I was willing to get a second job, if I was willing to do a side hustle, if I was willing to retrain, if I was willing to take a risk on myself, if I was willing to do something completely and totally and utterly fucking different, if I was willing to follow my passion, if I was willing to contribute more to this life, then what could I have for myself? And I see this time and time again. Women especially get very trapped by their circumstances. They allow their current circumstances to be the excuse and to cap themselves on what they can and cannot have. You know, oh, I can't because the kids are at school. I can't because this. I can't because that. You know, this is all I'm trained for. And I completely resonate with that, because for years I was earning $20 an hour as a waitress until I was like 30 fucking five, because I couldn't see a way out. I couldn't see how I could do it any differently. So I wanted more, but I couldn't see how it was going to happen. And it wasn't until I actually had that conversation with myself, which was, I need to do something so monstrously different. I need to back myself like I've never backed myself before. I need to transform who I am, what I believe, what I see, what I think, what I experience, what I feel, the people I hang out with. I need to do a full fucking transformation of myself so that I can shift the paradigm which is currently telling me that I can't have more than I currently can. And am I willing to do that? And not everyone's willing to do that, in which case, rock on, make peace with where you're at and enjoy it for what it is. But if you are feeling unhappy with your circumstances, you cannot blame your circumstances. You have to ask yourself, am I willing to evolve and grow and invest in myself and do the scary thing and lean into uncertainty and say yes, even though I don't know the how yet? Am I willing to be that person? Am I willing to become the sort of person that creates such financial abundance that this becomes a distant memory, being another four years in debt or having to consolidate my debts or, you know, like only marginally ever earning a little bit more money and still feeling the scarcity and the pinch of it? Am I willing to completely transform and transcend my current paradigm? And if you're not, awesome, rock on, make peace with where you're at. But if you are, then there is much more that you can do. So that's the first thing that I want to say. And if you're asking now, what is that? What do I do? The first step is that you start unpacking the current thinking, the current experiences, the stories and the paradigms. So paradigms are beliefs, experiences, social conditioning, parenting, the siblings that you had, the schooling that you had, the religion that you were brought up in that is currently making up your reality. If you are willing to start doing the work to shift that shit, and if you want to know how to do the work, you either join Unashamedly Human or you speak to me personally about the Next Level Results, which is a year-long program for women who are really, really ready to like go deep into their psyche and find out what it is that's limiting them, remove it, and then start manifesting more for themselves. The first step of that, if you've never done personal development work, the first step of that is Unashamedly Human. The 3-month course that I have, which brings you back into self-love and self-worth. From that space, then you will be ready to really unpack some of the dark shit that you've been holding on to that you're at right now completely unconscious of, but that is manifesting in the results that you have. It's manifesting in that feeling of scarcity and lack. And that's manifesting in your bank account. It's manifesting in your physical assets. It's manifesting in, you know, how you're having relationships and the job that you have. So that's the first bit. Like, I want to validate you and commend you and congratulate you on shifting from being out of control with money and having all of these debts here, there and everywhere and not having any control of it, because it sounds like you've really brought yourself back into control by consolidating debts and saying, okay, I do need to get a better job. I do need to earn more money. That's fucking awesome. But that's not where this ends. Do not fucking limit yourself. You are capable of fucking anything. And I totally believe that. And I know it to be true because I did it in my own life and I see it in the lives of my clients day in, day out, all across the globe. These women are doing things that they never thought was going to be possible. And they're creating lives for themselves and their families, which are way beyond their wildest expectations and dreams. So I know it's possible for you. I know it is. In the bottom of my heart, I would not be speaking these words if I thought for a second, oh yeah, she should probably just stay earning what she's earning. She probably can't do more, be more, or have more in her life. I don't believe that to be true. I believe that you can do anything. Do not sell yourself short. So that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing that I wanted to say was this. I think you need to probably come back to what it is that you think money can give you that you cannot source in your life without it. Because I'm going to share this little secret with you. Some of the richest people I know, like actually know, not like people I watch on social media or mentors that I employ, like people that I know in my social network, that are affluent, that have beautiful holidays, that have gorgeous houses, that have investment properties, that have all of the stuff that society tells me I should have by now, those people, not all of them, but some of them, are not fucking happy. They're not connected to their partners. They go on these holidays and they don't speak to their husbands. They don't like their children. They feel completely out of control. They're fucking popping pills every single morning just to get through the fucking day because their anxiety is so high. Money cannot and will not make you happy. The experience that money can give you can generate all sorts of wonderful emotions inside of us. And that's beautiful. Money is a magnifier to who you already are. So I'm telling you now, if you are feeling resentful, if you're feeling jealous, the more money you have, the more that will be amplified. If you are a kind and generous and giving and loving person, the more money you have, the more kind and giving and loving you can be. And so this isn't about how do I earn more money necessarily, although that is completely possible and I can show you how to do that. I can show you how to transcend your current limiting beliefs so that you can create a completely different reality for yourself and your family. But where you're at right now in your own vibrational frequency and the relationship that you have with yourself, that will just be amplified by money. So if you're not happy without money, you're not going to be happy with money. You might have short-term happiness. You might feel a bit more secure. You might feel a bit more safe. But fundamentally, if you have not worked through the belief system that you have about who you are and what you're worth and how worthy you are and how much you can contribute to the world around you and what other people are like, if you're constantly seeing in the world around you evidence that other people are evil or mean, or you know, other people have it easier than you, or if you're constantly in your state of victimhood, then more money is just going to amplify that for you. So do the work in coming back to loving who you are and being okay with who you are. And you will find that when you come to that place, when you recognize through gratitude and huge amounts of perspective, which, I mean, I teach gratitude and perspective in the $47 course. You don't even need to like make a massive investment in yourself to find that shit out. It's $47 through that crazy thing called Life, that free Facebook group. The link's everywhere in that group. I'll link it in the show notes. I teach gratitude and perspective because they are two elements which can completely change your life. And once you really start doing the work to unpack that and unpack who you are and why you feel resentful to other people, why you feel judgmental, why you feel like you are a victim, and all the kind of like hard, clunky emotions that that brings with it, that scarcity, that disconnection from love, then you will start realizing that actually it's not money that you need. And then when you get to that point, bear with me, when you realize that it's not money that you need, then you will be able to attract more money because you will no longer be in the scarcity of it. You will feel in the abundance of what you currently have. You will recognize that actually you could live in a cardboard box, but your partner is still the most amazing human in the world and you have this deeply connected relationship. That your children might not have the best iPhone or the newest fucking Nike trainers, but what they are learning from you is more valuable than that because they are seeing you stand in your power and they are seeing you strong and they are seeing you contribute and they are seeing healthy boundaries and they are seeing the living demonstration of what it is to love yourself truly and deeply and to be able to sit and look at yourself in the mirror and look at yourself in the eye and say, I fucking love who you are. That it cannot be bought by money. And so I challenge you with love to stop looking for money to make your life better and to go inward and to start the journey around unpacking why, and these are valid, that it's completely valid. If I had had your parenting, your childhood experiences, your schooling experiences, your religious background, your social conditioning, the jobs that you've had, the boyfriends that you have, the friends that you've had. If I had lived your life, I would be feeling the way you are feeling now. There's nothing wrong with the way that you are feeling now, but know that it is in your control to unpack that unconscious paradigm that is creating the vibrational frequency that you're currently sitting in, which makes you feel like a victim, makes you feel resentful, and makes you feel jealous. That's the problem. The money is not the problem. And so that would be the next thing that I would advise you to do. Put that, yes, you can check, yes, you can turn into the person that goes out and makes more money, takes more chances, takes more risks, invests more, says yes, doesn't need to know how is going to manifest yet. I can teach you how to do that. But the real fucking gold, is teaching you how to love yourself. And then when you are there, money becomes less relevant. And so it is easier for money to find you in a vibrational frequency. So I trust that that has helped. And I want to kind of unpack this a little bit further for you. In this, hang on, here it is. Okay, so this message came in and I just want to, again, validate it and say thank you because, you know, sharing this with me gives me the opportunity to share it with other people because I know full well that so many members of this community are feeling like this. I know loads of people feel like, I used to feel like this. And I know lots of my friends feel like this. I know my clients, when they first come to me, feel like this. So thank you for bringing it to the light. Because when we bring light on the things that we feel shame about, they lose their power. When we see, oh God, somebody else is feeling like that, I'm not a freak, I'm not evil, I'm not a terrible person, this is just part of my human condition, this is part of how I've been wired, this is part of the experience that I've had to date, this is part of my parenting, this is part of, you know, all of the experiences which have created who I am today, right here, right now. Now, I'm not going to blame anyone else for that, but I'm going to take full responsibility to change it. That's where your power lies. So thank you for PMing me this message because it is more valuable to the world around you than you could possibly fucking imagine. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And please, if you are experiencing anything in your life right now that you are feeling shame about, don't sit in the shame. Don't feed the shame in silence. Message me so that I can do podcasts like this. I can do videos and that crazy thing called life. I can, you know, bring these hard human emotions, normalize them, validate them, and then give you a framework to do something about them. On the back of this question, and exactly the same day, I got a message through my Next Level Results client. So like I said, Next Level Results is a year-long mastermind program for women who have already come to a place of self-love and are now really ready to unpack money beliefs, the beliefs that they have about relationships, the beliefs that they have about what they are and are not capable of. That has to happen once you've come to a place of self-love and once you come to a place of confidence and once you've learned how to manage your mind and build emotional resilience with yourself, which is what Unashamedly Human, the 3-month course, is all about. So I'm going to read this out word for word. So it got posted into the Next Level Facebook community, which is one of the things I'm proudest of the most in my life. These women are just like, what a community of amazing, empowered women supporting each other and loving each other, and I just fucking love them. Anyway, once upon a time, if someone I knew had something amazing happening in their life, I would feel jealous, sad but true. I would feel in lack and even a little hard done by. My goodness, it was a really shit feeling and such a heavy and bitter outlook to have. These days, when people I know are kicking goals, sharing exciting news or living their best lives, I feel nothing but pure, genuine happiness and inspiration, and it feels amazing. In taking full responsibility for myself, oh, I'm going to say those words again! In taking full responsibility for myself and loving myself, I can now share the love with others. Wow, life is so much more enjoyable, easier, joyous, and abundant. Emily and the Next Level Results ladies, I am forever grateful for this work. So that is just like a beautiful testimonial and a beautiful example how if you are willing to invest in yourself, if you are willing to unpack your shit, if you are willing to put down the stories that make you feel like you are not good enough, then you can absolutely transcend these feelings of jealousy. And I just want to give you, this is like probably going a little bit, it might sound a bit woo-woo to some of you, but these are the kind of like high level conversations that I have in the Unashamedly Human Tribe Facebook community and the Next Level Results Facebook community, which is that, you know, when you really come to a place of self-love and self-worth, then what you begin to do is open up and expand your mind in terms of understanding consciousness and understanding your spiritual connection to whatever you want to call the thing that is other than our humanness. I call it God. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's just the word that I use to explain the thing that is transcendent from my human being. And then when you start understanding the universe in terms of its energetic makeup, which is just, the universe is just responding energetically all of the time. You know, it doesn't, this sounds really fucked. The universe doesn't care about you. The universe hasn't got your back. The universe is just responding to your energetic vibration. And the energetic vibration that connects me, connects you, connects Theodore, my dog, connects the tree outside, connects the air that I breathe, connects absolutely everything, that love energy that I call God. When you begin to really sink into loving yourself and connecting to that, you will begin to see that we are all one energy, that we are all the same, that we are not separate. And so when you see somebody else succeed, when you see somebody else have a win, instead of feeling you have what I do not have, instead you will say, we are one, we have this. You demonstrate to me what is possible for me, because I am you and you are me. And so instead of feeling like self and other, you begin to kind of like come back to, you know, how we are born in complete unconditional love, which is not really understanding self and other. You know, a baby doesn't have a sense of self. It doesn't understand it is separate from any of the other human entities or sentient beings that it sees and experiences around it. It doesn't understand that. It takes months and months for a baby to understand that it is separate in its physical incarnation. And so when you hit that point, you cannot, it's impossible to be jealous, because we are one. We are connected. We are love. We are one energy. And that is like a really fucking powerful place to manifest from. That is when you start seeing quantum changes in your life. And that might take a couple of years to get to. This particular client, you know, that shared this win in the Next Level Results group, she did a Life of Your Dreams course, which is now called Unashamedly Human, and then she joined Next Level Results. And so she's been working with me for 18 months, but in 18 months she went from feeling like she wasn't enough, like she didn't have enough, to seeing huge changes in her physical reality and manifesting huge abundance, and also feeling like connected and total love and compassion and excitement and joyousness for, you know, the community in which she exists. And so it is possible, and it is possible for anybody. You don't have to, there isn't, my clients aren't special, I'm not special. You just have to be willing to rock up and do the work. You have to be willing to invest in yourself. And when you are in scarcity because you feel like you do not have enough, I understand that that's a really fucking hard decision to make. I don't have enough, so why would I invest in myself? I need to get more. You never need to get more. You need to be more, because once you are more, once you be more in your soul, that's when you can just start. That's when you start manifesting physical stuff like money or holidays or cars or houses or babies. Like that shit then just comes to you without you really having to do what you think right now you need to do. You just need to concentrate on the being. And one of the things that I would suggest, the one of the places where I suggest that you start is looking not at necessarily your belief around money, although that is a huge component of what we talk about in Next Level Results, but looking at your belief system around victimhood. Because belief systems will, if you want to know what your belief system is, look at your results. Look at your current reality, look at your current manifestation, look at the reality in which you're existing. Because the universe isn't hiding feedback from you. It's not. It's telling you absolutely everything that you need to know if you're willing to look at it. And so if you are feeling like a victim in your life, and that's manifesting in your results, it's manifesting in your friendships, in your bank account, in your health, in your weight, in your relationships, romantic, plutonic, professional, then, you know, that is, it's telling you what unconsciously you believe. And what unconsciously you believe, you will manifest. It can't be any other way. So you can say to yourself, right, I'm going to get better with my money, and that's awesome, and you will see a slight result. But while you believe, actually, and you have been conditioned, you're biochemically kind of like in a habit of being addicted to victimhood, you will continue unconsciously through self-sabotage, through alignment, through manifestation, you will continue to create set circumstances that means that you can feel like a victim. And so most of the time when people are in scarcity or lack, they have an unconscious belief around victimhood. It is a learnt pattern of behaviour, and a learnt pattern of behaviour can be unlearnt. And a lot of the process through Unashamedly Human is unlearning what you currently think to be true so that you can rewrite the story. Because the moment you step out of your victimhood, and if anyone wants to know what victimhood is all about, fucking hit me up, man, because I am the queen of victimhood. Martyrdom is my fucking middle name. And I've had to work really hard, and I continue to work really hard with my coaches and with my mentors and with my personal development through meditation, through connecting to my God, and through really doing the introspective work of shifting through that belief. And the more I shift through that belief, the more I can manifest in terms of physical wealth. So there is just, in my observation and in the years I've been doing this work, the correlation between an unconscious addiction to victimhood, which is learned behavior, you can unlearn it and learn something in its place, and not having enough, or being in ill health, or being overweight, or, you know, seeing repeating patterns in your romantic relationships, or, you know, never feeling like you're good enough, and therefore never having enough abundance, that correlation is just, it's just every single time. I've never seen a case where there is somebody who's in victimhood and feels like they are also abundant. So I trust that has helped. I'm just going to kind of like give you some bullet points just to conclude that for you. The first thing would be, so here we are, I'm feeling jealous of other people. The first thing is to remember that just because people have money doesn't make them happy. So use gratitude and perspective to see where in your life you already have what is more important than money, and that is love. Like, you know, your children, more important than money, your partner, more important than money, your relationship with self, more important than money. So, you know, do remember that there are some very rich people popping fucking Prozac day in, day out, because they're not happy with who they are. So money doesn't equate to happiness. Change the metric. Stop looking at your success as dollar amount or pound amount, and start looking at your success with how wholeheartedly am I living? How many times am I saying yes to myself? How much do I love myself? Can I look at myself in the mirror and say, fuck, you're fucking awesome. Fucking love you. And if not, change that. The money will then come. But that's where you need to change first and foremost. Be willing to dream bigger. Be willing to ask for more from this life. Be willing to take yourself out of your current circumstances and say, well, maybe I am willing to get a second job. Maybe I am willing to, you know, invest in this course. Maybe I am willing to shift who I currently am so that I can have a different reality for myself. Use gratitude, use perspective, get some accountability would be something else that I would highly recommend. You know, one of the things that I know to be true is that when you suffer in silence, you will continue to get the same results. And what is beautiful about the Next Level Results community and the Unashamedly Human communities that I facilitate is that there is huge accountability and huge championing and supporting, and I see you and I know you and I hear you and I love you and you are enough as you are. And it's just like, that is an important part of this process. Remember that, you know, probably your victimhood mentality or a belief system that really needs unpacking and relearning will be mirrored in the results that you are getting. And without sounding like, you know, I'm about to don some kind of orange robe, we really are one. So when you see success in other people, understand that that is also success of God. That is the united energy of love. It is divine source. It is part of you. So other people's success is also yours. So, you know, step away from the me and other and really develop your spiritual practice through meditation and through really getting to learn how to manage your mind and how to control your emotional vibrational frequency so that you can come to a place of peace. And once you are there, money either becomes irrelevant or it becomes so easy to make that you just you end up giving it away. And that's really where we all want to be, right? That we are so abundant that we can be nothing but generous. That's when you see global change. So I trust that has helped. I hope it wasn't too waffly. But I get very passionate about this kind of stuff because for so long I thought the answer to my issues was, well, if I had more, I would feel better. And the moment that I realized that I got it backwards, and it's all about, if I can be more, then the have just comes. and it comes without as much effort, and it comes without stress, and it comes without anger or resentment or exhaustion. You know, if you can just learn how to, and I can show you how, hit me up. If you learn how to fall back in love with who you are, unpack the limiting beliefs and the paradigms that are keeping you trapped in your current circumstances, then abundance is just everywhere. You just see it everywhere. And that's when you stop being jealous of other people. So I trust that that has helped. Thank you very much for listening.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Unashamedly Human, the podcast, do me a favor and share the shit out of it. Tell your mum, tell Auntie Barbara, tell your mate Sue, and even Joan down the road. You can rate and review it at iTunes. It really helps other people find this content. You can go ahead and share it through Spotify. Use the hashtag UnashamedlyHuman and tag me, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife, on Instagram. If you've got any questions or any topics that you would like me to cover, info@emilychadbourne, and you can find all the links to everything I've referenced in today's episode in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychadbourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.